Why, hello. How's everyone today? So I'm trying to make a weekly podcast, as most of you might know. And the topic idea does change from time to time. But I do want to keep everyone happy, and I do want to do things that make me happy. So I'm thinking maybe I can have a weekly podcast talking about games or things that are happening here now in today's society. And if any of you have great ideas or any idea at all that you want to let me know, feel free, because I'm always looking forward to just listening or talking to you all. The other thing I will say, I won't be going into really deep, saddening or depressing topics or anything that basically is. Sorry, I ate a cookie and it is killing my throat. Or anything that's sexist or racist or anything that isn't like truly negative and trying to hurt others. Besides that, I do want to keep this podcast around PG-13, and I do think that is the best thing for me as an individual and as well as you, the community. Because I love talking to you, and the community I have already is so wonderful. Like, you guys are absolutely gorgeous human beings. And by the way, I'm just now sharing, so I'm sorry, I'm a little late. Feel free to drop by or call in. And I believe I need to share this on Twitter. And share this on Reddit because Reddit loves me. I don't actually know if they love me. I just know that there's a lot of good people on Reddit. Sometimes there's toxic, but mainly good people, I think. Fun gaming topics. There we go. Someone offered me a coin? Well, that's nice. Here we go. Audio clips. I need to add. I think this is. Wait, is this it? Let me see. I'm gonna see if this is it for you guys. There we go. I got two songs in right now. There we go. There we go. There we go. Got music in the background. I'm hoping everyone's doing well. And I'm just having a great old time. Let us see. There we are. Music is coming through nicely. I'm just going to wait until anyone comes in. I'm actually hoping to talk about there we go. Cyberpunk 2077. It looks really good. Hey, Tony. How are you doing? Hello. How are you, my dude?
Hello. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you. Yes. How are you? Oh. Can you hear me?
How are you?
There we go.
We good?
Yep, I can hear you. You can hear
me.
All
right. Cool. I'm on a super squeaky chair, so I do apologize for that.
That's okay. Hello, Admir.
You making beats in the background? Is that
I
you?
I am. That is me. That is actually my music.
Nice.
Yeah, I made it a while back. It was actually used in one of my videos prior.
That's cool.
That chair. I'm just like, I need that in for a video. Like, just...
Just, it's so bad. It's just, yep. That's all you're gonna get the whole time. All right, I'll sit on the bed.
No. You can sit on the chair. That's fine.
Oh, God,
I don't mind
no.
At all.
It's awful. But yeah, what have you been up to today?
Oh, about a lot. And I'm saying about a lot, but at the same time, it doesn't feel like a lot.
Well, what? If you don't mind me asking, what was it?
So, I'm currently trying to coordinate something with a friend of mine. I shouldn't say friend, more like acquaintance. She's a cosplayer / Siege enthusiast. So, Rainbow Six Siege, she plays competitively. And I want her to come on here. But I, at the same time, want to do a different kind of podcast with her, where it's more of a recording session than I upload that to YouTube. But,
oh, I get you.
Yeah, for today, though, I have something that I'm really hoping I can do. And hello, Moyne. Hello, Henrik. And then hello, ID number that I do not know.
Well, I hope I'm not interrupting any plans then right now by calling in.
Oh, no, you're good. I'm actually really wanting to talk about Cyberpunk 2077. Do you know the game?
Unfortunately, I don't. I have read absolutely nothing on it. I never played the original or anything else.
How
Fill
do you
in.
Not... How do you not, like, yeah, Henrik knows all about that game. And hello, Chris. Hello, Raptor. Oh, hey, Raptor. What are you doing here? 2077 is based around the future. It's based in, like, 2077. But it is literally the most enthusiastic, wild adventure about people with cybernetics, with literally everything. Like, it's so... amazing. And one of my favorite YouTubers, the first, I think I was the seventh person to know, I forget, let me look real quick. I remember telling you, Henrik, because I was like, oh yeah, I was so happy to find out. Yeah, I was the seventh person to know, because I was the seventh person to watch his actual video, and I was like, how lucky am I? But either way, Henrik, how do you describe Cyberpunk 2077? Because I'm not giving it justice. It is literally going to be the best game of 2020. You were the seventh to know on YouTube, but it's a video on his stream. Oh, that's true. That is true, Henrik. You're right. either way, Tony, for what I can say about 2077, it is going to be the best game of 2020, visually, story-wise, like everything that you can do, like anything that you want to do in a game. Like, it's kind of like GTA, but more. I don't know how else to describe it. It is glorious. Are you still there? Or did I lose you?
Nope, I'm still here.
You are there. I bet you're watching a video.
No, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So Henrik just said, Cyberpunk 2077 is the biggest, most ambitious game by CDPR, makers of the massive and award-winning Witcher series. And I agree, like, this is probably their most ambitious game, and it's just, there's so much for it. It just looks so good, not just graphically, but just everything that you can do in it.
Okay, I got you. I was on mute there for a second, so I wasn't talking back. But that's still, you know, I've seen bits and pieces, right? I've heard about, like, the massively customizable characters all the way down to the nitty-gritty bits and bobs. And, like, yeah, I mean, I'm just very impressed with, like, the in-depthness of it. But I am curious, is it going to be like Skyrim's, where some of those character modifications don't really count for anything, or is it actually going to have a purpose? It's going to have a purpose?
They're going to have purposes, but it's really funny. Henrik, I don't know if you... Well, yeah, you would know. Tell Tony about the genital system, if you can.
No, but, I've heard about it. It's just anything you want.
Yeah. Anything.
It's combinations.
So yeah. Hi, Moyne. How are you? Raptor, what did you say? There's a lot of buzz around GTA 6 as well, isn't it? Well, I think they're relaunching GTA 5.
It's and the next Skyrim.
Yeah, and then 6 is talked about, like hypotheticals, but I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, Henrik says it's 9 years in the making. The average AA game, or AAA game, takes 4 to 5 years to make. Literally 9 years. Like, holy crap.
In development since 2011.
You can customize your junk, including picking.
I prefer comb over. No, no, no. I want a part. I want a middle part.
Wait, middle. Oh, what is that called? Bowl cut. Like, literally a bowl cut.
But not where pubic hair typically is, but right on the tip.
Yeah.
This is horrifying.
That would be so horrifying. Scary. Oh, but yeah, no, I just think that is literally going to be the most ambitious game for like 5 to 7 years. Like, it's going to be the biggest game. Mm-hmm. And there's probably going to be a lot of issues starting out, but I don't care. Like, I would move past the issues. Like, Halo 1 was truly ambitious with a small team, and they did so much with it. And even with the glitches and the graphics errors and all that, it still became a great-ass game. Same as, like, the first Pokemon game. It was still a great game. Either way, no, I'm probably getting off topic, but I'm so excited about 2077. Not as much as Henrik, though. Henrik has been waiting for so long. I think, what was it, Henrik? 7 to 11 years that you've been waiting? To top it off, you can mix and match sexual characteristics, making your character transsexual. Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. That's actually really cool. I knew that you could make your character male or female, but I didn't know about that. 8 years. I've been waiting 8 whole years. I'm sorry you've been waiting so long, man. Like, honestly, I'm excited. Oh, God, it's going to be so good. 2077.
What's,
like,
the release date? They pushed it back, didn't they?
November. Yeah, it's going to be in November. But, November... Let me look real quick, because I have it up somewhere. Oh yeah, one of my friends comes out in November, probably November 21st, I'm guessing. But one of my friends did this to me the other day. Wait, they announced it in March 2012. Really? I thought
probably
it was like
announced, but like word was put out earlier.
Yeah, no, it was announced in 2012, but it's coming out in November, they say. But what was it? Oh, sorry, I kind of got lost in thought. Someone I know who is kind of a big shot, so Tony, you know NewTubers, right?
Mm-hmm.
The owner of NewTubers, as well as some kind of like major companies, I've been talking to him, and now I've been playing games with him on his own little private server.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is M. He made me so angry. He has this little, I forget how to describe it, but like it says he's playing Cyberpunk 2077. Mm-hmm. And he's not actually. He's using it as what is it? Let me read what I wrote. It's Google Chrome. Like he made his Google Chrome read, I don't know how he did it, that he's playing Cyberpunk 2077, and I got so pissed. I was like, "What?" But no, it's all a lie. And I was so frustrated because he gets free games all the time, and like I believe him because he's so charismatic. Like he's that charismatic. I don't know. I don't want to say anything too rude because like he's actually a great guy. He just he got on my nerves that day. Either way, it's going to be a great game. People are hyped. Jesse Cox is going to be in the game. Some other YouTubers are actually going to be in the game as well, which isn't really surprising, but it's very much one of those games that it just looks glorious. Like, it just looks amazing. And I heard something that Total Biscuit might be having like an appearance in there, like his voice might be having an appearance in there, and I really hope that is true because he was one of the best podcasters out there. It's going to be the biggest game of this year, if not this decade. Yeah, I agree, Henrik. But Tony, what are you hoping to see in the near future? Because I think we talked about this. You've just been busy. As of late.
Yeah, I've been super busy. I've had other things to concentrate on, but yeah. I don't know. I'm looking forward to basically the next
generation,
kind of like Skyrim game, but I've been super into multiplayer stuff. So like I love science fiction, I love space games, but I really like a good Skyrim-esque game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also super into like building and crafting mechanics. So to me, like the next breakthrough game that would really like step up to that next level of performance would be like a Skyrim game where you get this opportunity to build and work in the entire world and mm-hmm. build and craft and create things, you know, like make the lumber mill that's in one of the first towns you get to. I can't remember the name of it in Skyrim, but mm-hmm. like, take that, purchase it, have it produce wood for you, export that wood to go do other opportunities while questing and doing other things that you like. You know, so, you build up and exist in an economic world with other people, potentially local
players. Have you seen Satisfactory though?
I actually have, yes.
So it's not exactly what that is, mm-hmm. but it's trying to go into those roots. And I very much commend it for it, but there's no story-driven plot. There's no... mm-hmm. Well, there is kind of, but there's no real plot development. There's no characters for you to make friends with, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm really hoping that they kind of develop it more, because it would be a great game for, like, a Skyrim-esque AAA title.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the really interesting thing, too, is, like, story is so important, right, to humans, to have a purpose, a reason, a drive.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been able to observe players creating their own stories in things like EVE Online, where there's mm-hmm. such limitless diversity and so many different influences that players can actually create their own interactions. But I also think if we flip this on its head and say technology is actually really complex, right? We can do amazing things with it. AI is making incredible strides in terms of creating and crafting stories. You've already seen procedural quests existing in games.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what if we amp that up to the next level and throw in additional variables? So now we suddenly get characters that can have their own unique arcs for any single person. Their own individual dialogue that can be crafted off of logical sequences of actions in games. So now we can start blending in this complex environment where the game can make all of the decisions without the developers having to craft specific storylines.
Yeah, no, so no, I get that.
It's a unique environment every single time.
So
quests don't have to be specific to the world, and thus you give the player all of the agency to go and explore.
So the issue there would be if you give too much free will to like those characters, they sometimes don't know what to do.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think the closest we've ever gotten to that is not Deus Ex. No, it wouldn't be Deus Ex. Because Deus Ex is still, like, story-driven, and there's maybe, like, 3 to 4 different variables out there where you can do that. But I do think 2077 is kind of going down that route, and I keep on bringing up 2077 because I love it and I can't wait for it. Henrik, what did you say? Oh, Cyber 2077 takes place in a living world, which means NPCs actually live lives and do stuff as you move around, which means that killing a random bystander could mean his family going broke and getting thrown out. Woo!
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I was right. Henrik, I love you so much, man. I love you. Thank you for telling me this. Okay, so Henrik is literally, like, he's been waiting 11 years for this. He knows so much about it.
Eight years.
Oh, wait, was it 8 or 11, Henrik?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was... I don't know.
He said 8.
Yeah, he said 8. Like, to just tell you something that was really cool. So there's a trailer I watched of your character boxing twins. But here's the really weird, interesting thing. The twins had the same brain wavelength. So they were thinking with the same brain.
Oh, interesting.
And there's something where if you kill one of the twins, the other one will get depressed. And like there's so many options for this. But say you knock them both out, you win. And then you get your money. But if you kill both of them, they're both dead. And like, there's something about a boxing gym. I don't know. It's a whole plethora of things. And, like, it's so cool. It's just amazing.
You said boxing gym twins, same brain wavelength. And now I'm like, I don't know. Damn, what are you talking about?
No, I know, right? It's like, it's so much to unpack. And, like, there's so much in this game. It's just...
Your statement wasn't cohesive.
No, it's not. And I'm like, I don't know how to explain it. So, your character, to get money, is able to box... to earn money. There are these two twins. They're the same person, essentially, because they have the same brain wavelength, and like they have this I don't know how to describe it, but like this connection where they said, yeah, we got a surgical implant in our brain, and like they're talking at the same time, and then one talks over the other, and then like the other talks over that one. And you're like, wow, that's really weird. They work together cohesively. And they'll box you at the same time. Because they're the same person. And you can like literally barter with them and say, no, I'm not going to box you if I don't get this much money. Because I'm boxing two people. And they're like, fine with us. And like, or no, they say fine with me. And it's so weird because they're like robotic / humanoids, so it's so weird. But when you have the opportunity to kill one or the other, it's so weird. And like the other opportunities you get is like knocking them out, breaking their legs, dismemberment, like there, and this all has a factor into the whole game. Like, anything you do, that affects them at a whole. And it's just weird how that works. It's just, it's weirdly amazing. And I love that games are becoming more and more developed where you can literally do anything. Oh.
High fidelity and lots of in-depth interactions are, it's going to be the hallmark, right? Because computers can put up with so many more questions and resource requests being put up. So
I'm worried.
Next-gen consoles.
Yeah, I'm worried I'm not going to be able to play it because my PC, I don't know if it'll run it. I need to get a new graphics driver, I believe. And I want to get more storage because I've been... Well, I have a lot of storage, but I think I need more for that game in particular.
Well, if you still have space for it, the biggest question would be, do you need an SSD to improve your experience, right? Because if you have storage... Yeah. You can offload and onload. It just means a question of, will loading scenes take longer? Will there be stuttering as sections load in, like in Minecraft? Chunk loading is the real question, because as soon as a chunk's been rendered and then saved into memory, it has to be recalled from memory. Yeah. So if this game requires you to be loading and unloading a lot from the RAM, an SSD hard drive will allow you to withdraw and store data faster from the world.
So Henrik just brought up something. So there's something in the game called brain dancing, and Henrik, I feel like you'd be better at explaining it. It's really weird. I don't know how I feel about it, but it's cool. Also, hello everyone. Hi Dine. Hi Amir. Hope you're doing well. Sorry, it seems that we might... So I'm going to try and share this again. Because it seems that some people aren't able to connect for some reason. But brain dancing is like this... I don't know if it's illegal, but I think it's meant to be illegal. Form of, like, entertainment for an individual. And it's kind of like... I don't even know how to explain. Like... it's... Isn't
it
like
a stimulation of the brain recording?
Yeah, but it's
basically the recording of someone's brain, which can be played back to another person, allowing them to see, feel, and experience everything that person did.
So you
I see.
You can basically be like a detective in a way, but you can also have fun experience. Like there's places at bars, there's shootings that have happened in the past, and your character feels or understands that, if that makes sense. It's so much in this game, and I love it, but I don't even know how to comprehend most of it. Henrik, I'm so glad you're here, because like I love the game. I don't know how to describe it. And I haven't even played the game. Oh, but yeah, Tony.
You're obviously very excited about it, though, which is awesome.
I am. I'm very excited. How are you feeling about our little project that we're working on?
Once hey, I Robin. Dip into next week, I'll actually know my supposedly real schedule. So I think once we hit like Monday or Tuesday, we should be able to focus on it again. I'll actually be able to plan with you.
That sounds good. Because I've been looking forward to a few things. I've been actually working... I've been trying, I should say. I've been trying to work with Resolve and DaVinci. But just basically Resolve. It's new to me. There's a lot to understand and like kind of unpack. There's a lot to unpack. I don't know. It sounds weird in my head. Either way... I've been looking into possibly like voice modulators and like changing our voice, mainly just like after a recording, we can change it afterwards. So not like doing it right then and there, just to make our voices like a little bit more distinct. And it's a lot. Flat lines are the most sought after illegal brain dances, since it allows the user to experience the moment of death. Oh yeah, that's the There's a trailer where the guy got shot in a store, and like someone got to experience their death. It was so weird. So cool.
I don't know if I would want to experience that any more than once.
I feel like someone would basically be like, I want to, but then afterwards they'd be like, I don't know how I feel about this. Also, I'm turning off the music because we've been listening to that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's mainly because brain dancing is mainly used as a stimulant, but also it's kind of like this like detective work.
Could it be used for training as well? Like if I record myself learning to play the piano and someone else sits there and learns to play the piano as well?
Probably, honestly. So, I'm not trying to like avoid everyone else here. So how is everyone doing, if I may ask? What's this project you were telling about some time ago? Oh, so me and Tony, I brought up a project to him about... Do you want to tell him the name?
I mean, the name is going to be Strap-On Combat, and it's not about what you're thinking of. There's no glow stick fighting. basically, the idea will be we're following a World War II era set of a pilot and his crew, and they're going to go on some crazy hijinks and fun times, see a little combat, see a little fun, get some character interactions, and it's going to be some short episodes of it.
Yep. Short stories. Yeah, short stories, comedic effect with adventure, action, that sort of thing. I think we kind of agreed on like 4 to 5 minute episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so, a little long. That's a little like, three to four, I think was like the limit.
All right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's basically just a lot of fun. We're doing a little bit of work here and there on them. I've been trying to reteach myself Resolve, or not reteach, just teach myself Resolve. And at the moment, I've been kind of looking into how to expand our social media presence and where I can send these short videos onto. And actually, Henrik, you're part of one of the groups that I've been kind of like talking about with this. So Alex said he would love to see it when it's done and finished, and I'm going to be sending it to Alex, but I also want to see what you guys think in asynchrony, because I love you guys. The trailer also showed brain dances where the user could experience illegal, obtain sexual experiences, essentially allowing them to experience sex with famous people. Yeah, I remember that. And that's the bar one, I believe. It's oh, so interesting. Fucked up. Yeah, there's so much stuff in there, man. Oh, interesting. Where can I see them? So, Raptor, we've been working on it. We're not done yet. You can basically find it on our site when we're done, or not on our site, on our YouTube channels. Mine's Vager Victory, and Tony here's Talman Gaming, and we've been working kind of off and on now because of like
schedules.
Yeah, non-consistent
schedules.
Non-consistent schedules. Thank you, Henrik, for the four likes. But yeah, we've been trying to make it work for what, like 2 months now? Not even 2 months, like a month and a week.
Yeah, a month and a couple weeks, I think.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like we knew it would, like, life takes priority, right?
Yeah.
This is a hobby. We're not getting paid at all. We appreciate all the input, but certainly this is not something that is my livelihood.
Oh, yeah, no. We're probably never going to get paid for it, but it's just going to be something fun. And I'm hoping it gets you more views. For me, I'm just loving the adventure, and I would love to keep making these. Henrik, actually, is someone that I have plans for in the future because he has a great Danish accent and voice. I hope you don't mind me saying that, Henrik, but he literally sounds like someone who would be in like Star Trek, or someone that would be in like a really good sci-fi role. And there's another person named Blade who has a deeper voice, who is very military-esque kind of sounding. And something I want to do after this project, this is probably going to be like a year down the line, is use you guys in a project that I've been kind of trying to write a story for a while. And it's not been fun. It's been really hectic. And like, I need a lot of people to work on it. So, but I do want to use Arma. Oh, shucks, you're going to make me blush. Oh, well, I hope I do, Henrik. But either way, Tony, would you like to add anything about, well, anything?
No, I think I'm pretty good. I don't know what else really there is to talk about all that much right now. Remember, we're still in the middle of a pandemic. The vaccine has not been developed. There is currently a reemergence of the virus across the U.S. as testing, yes, becomes more extensive, but also as people try and reopen the country before we're actually ready for this. Be safe out there. Make smart decisions. Wash your hands. Wow, I missed a lot of texts. There we are. But yeah, so I think that's about all I would add right this second. I have been playing a fair amount of Stationeer in the late evenings before I've been going to bed. That game's very interesting.
Is that the train one?
No. No. Stationeers is a... There's just... I know why no one plays it, because the physics are like wonky as all get out. But Stationeer. It's like Astroneer, but the idea is that you're trying to build like a space station. You're trying really, really hard to do it. The game literally has you engineering the entire thing. So me as an engineer, I'm just like, this is freaking awesome. It's the sandbox. I get constraints. I'm trying to stay alive, not die. So it's been interesting.
I have it up.
Survival and building stuff. It's complex enough that you're like, wow. This is way more difficult than I ever would have imagined it to be.
I like the premise, and it looks really cool. Oh, I know this one. This is there was a YouTuber I used to watch who had this game. But there was something about like oxygen platforms or something where you would lay them down on the moon, and then you would all try and like survive and like ration things out. It was just weird.
Just about.
It's just, but yeah, no, it looks really interesting. And like,
I mean,
I understand why people associate it with Astroneer.
Mm-hmm. Well, the naming scheme is very similar, but it's just super complex. I mean, we're talking like crazy. It goes down to measuring like the atmospheric composition of different environments. So like this, your internal should have about 100 atmospheres of pressure, a certain like 70% nitrogen, 25% oxygen, 5% something else, and like whatever your leftover is, remnants. But like that is the composition of that space. And then you would have to airlock cycle to get out to like the low pressure environment of the Mars atmosphere. And then, you know, you're trying to keep your plants alive and powered, and solar panels and stuff like that, like are trying to charge batteries to keep everything powered. But if there's too much electricity pouring through certain sections of wire, they can burn out because they're not rated for that high of electricity. So there's like a million things to try and manage, to try and stay on top of. And all the while you're fighting like oxygen usage, all of your hardware on your person breaking down. So like the filters to keep carbon dioxide out of the air in your suit, electricity food in your suit to keep it moving, food to keep you alive.
How do you get water, by the way?
The game doesn't have you drinking water, but there's like buried ice underneath the surface of Mars or whichever planet you're on. So you can melt that in the furnace. But even that operation, it's not like you can just stick it in there and melt it and then bring it back out. It says like, no, you want it to have this in a contained environment, which is the furnace. And then you have to pipe that out into a container. And then once it's in the container, you have to keep that container like sealed and pressurized before you move it into different environments. So it's just this, every action carries a lot of inherent issues. And like, if you put too much fuel in your furnace, for example, it'll explode rovers can very easily run you over. And the unfortunate thing is they haven't solved the physics glitches. So it makes it frustrating sometimes to play when things are being launched into the air because they clip into each other, and then the game's force takes over and it says, oh, these two items can't contact each other. One of them's inside of each other. So therefore, it gets a near infinite acceleration for a microsecond, and it goes flying.
Okay. Also, Henrik, yes. Everyone, wash your junk. Wash your hands. Don't forget.
Wash it all.
I do like games that are based around like space, and I do love. So I don't think that game has a story, does it?
Not yet. I think they're beginning to develop an idea of one, but they've got their basic like physics and stuff down at this point.
Okay.
Gameplay loops.
I'm usually really down. Space Haven. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Space Haven.
I've been looking into that game, and it's on sale again.
Highly suggest it. It's got a really fun gameplay loop.
It looks really good, and I feel like that's... So I never got RimWorld, and I don't think I ever will, but RimWorld with the like certain mods is a great idea, and it feels like that's what Space Haven is, and it just looks really good.
So I've actually played both.
Oh, have you?
And yeah, I would say it's Chicken very Invaders. Similar.
I don't remember Chicken Invaders.
TIS 100.
It's a challenging game. Check out TIS 100. I'm going to look that up.
I'm going to look it up too, actually.
Yeah. Henrik always has really great things to say. TIS 100. What is this? Oh, wait. Is this that really challenging game? It is the coding
tessellated one.
He told me about this the other day, or someone did, and it looked really interesting because I used to code, and I haven't coded for so long.
Wow, that actually looks really, really cool. Actually, yeah, I'm gonna try this actually later.
See, thank you, Henrik.
Cool. Thanks.
What is Chicken Invaders, if I may ask? I'm kind of weary of looking that one up. Chicken Invaders. Wait, there's five of them? Wow.
Greek indie developer. Konstantinos Prouskas.
It looks very interesting, to say the least.
Sometime in the near future, Earth is invaded by chickens from another galaxy, bent on revenge against the human race for oppressing Earth chickens. Take the world's fate into your hands, or at least have an omelet in this modern rendition of the 80s classic, Save the World Today.
I am so surprised that that's actually a game, but it, at the same time, I'm not. An old fun game. I believe that. I used to play when I was little. Aw, that's nice.
Oh my god, the names are Chicken Invaders, Cluck of the Dark Side, Ultimate Omelet, Revenge of the Yolk, The Next Wave.
Oh my gosh. Oh, there's also Shenzhen.io by the game devs, which is a hardware/software development puzzle game. Ooh, that also sounds nice. I actually love classics. Like, classics just... I don't know. They have a special spot in my heart. I've always loved them.
Well, and it's always for me, like, I appreciate when a developer focuses on game mechanics over graphics. Because, you know, focus on what makes your game a game. I don't need to see a million beautiful animations. I care far more about, you know, what makes the game a game and the story. Graphics are not important to me. I can appreciate them, but... Yeah.
Ooh. So, I guess there's a opening now for a specific job that I'm looking into. Have you ever heard of like a party planner, essentially?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that for a hospital. That's what I want to do.
Oh, that'd be so depressing. Oh, that'd be so sad.
It might be, but I'm a very happy man, so I like to try and do my best for the community and people in general.
Oh, that would just take it out of you, though. But there's also the success stories, too, in hospitals where people get to finally check out and go on their merry way.
That's true. Also, I'm kind of new, so I wonder if, like, that would have any leeway for me. I would love to... Sorry, I'm actually texting someone about that. My friend Megan, she works at Mayo Clinic, and I really want to work there because it's such a great atmosphere. And, like, there's great people, great insurance, great pay, all that. And there was just an opening, and she finds out before anyone else because she's kind of friends with one of the guys that runs Mayo Clinic. And I was like, okay, then. And since they're just now opening jobs or job possibilities, I would love to work there. Let's see. Classics. Commander Keen is the best. It was the first game I played. Why does it sound so familiar? Commander Keen. I think there's a YouTuber I watch who played that. Commander Keen. It is! Ah! So Kikoskia played that. He's actually someone I want to have on the podcast in the future. Party planner for a children's cancer wards terminal wing. Oh, wow. Would be the most pressing. That would be. But you know what? I would make sure that every kid knew that they were loved and had a great time. And yeah, okay, now I'm just getting depressed. Henrik. My heart. Ouch. Oh, man. Either way, I would love to work at Mayo Clinic, and I'd love to help people there. I think it would do me some good, but it'd also do other people some good. Either way, Tony, how is work for you? You're not allowed to talk about what you're doing, but you're allowed to talk, like, say, hey, work is good, or hey, work is bad. Do you want to talk about that?
Hey, work is busy. Hey, the plant opens very early in the morning, and I have be awake at early hours to try and get temperature checks because I moved locations, right? So, like, they want to make sure I don't have COVID. So they're checking us is all I'm going to say. They're checking us.
Well, I'm glad you're getting checked, but I'm sorry that it's so early for you. And hey, at least you have a job.
Yes. I am one of those lucky people who is still employed right now.
That is true. Also, Henrik, little Timmy is no more. Now I want to make a character named Timmy and just like have someone with like a really high pitched voice be like, "Oh sir, thank you for this oatmeal," and then like just fades out into darkness, and then like you just see like people standing over a grave, and then Timmy comes up behind the grave and is like, "What are you guys staring at?" And it's like, "Oh, this grave. There's no name here," or something. I don't know. Instead of like a sad story, it's just like everyone thinks, oh man, little Timmy died. But then all of a sudden, wait, Timmy's not dead. And what are they staring at? And it's like, oh, a gravestone with no name. Interesting. Yeah, I love making little like scenarios. Instead of like making them super sad, do a twist and make it like actually kind of happy. Because like, I feel like the world doesn't need more sadness. I think it needs a lot more reassurance and happiness and just like love, because in reality, I guess I kind of grew up with like a lot to worry about and a lot of things that most people shouldn't have to deal with, but I'm really happy with the life I have and I'm really happy with the people I've met. And in all that I'm saying right now, I think every individual has a unique experience and the love and compassion that they get living the life they have. Also, hello, new viewer. I'm sorry that I got into a deep topic on you right away. Oh, did they leave? No, they didn't. But besides that, I do want to say thank you all for like joining today. It's actually really nice to see that I have some viewers that are still sticking around. Moin. My dad, Rahim, my dad. Raptor, you're always around. Thank you. Henrik, also, thank you for being around as well. And then there's Tony. Oh, Tony.
around.
World hard and cold, boob soft. That's why I used boobs to remind me that the world is still good.
Cyberpunk 2077!
Did you know there's actually characters with, what is it? Testosterone enhancements, kind of. And, like, they're just ginormous bodies of muscular flesh. Like, there's this female in there that is, like, a boss. Like, she literally just looks like a giant muscular tumor. Like, there's no other way to describe her. And she is scary. And she will literally rip the arms off of a person and then, like, kick them. Like, it's scary, but it's cool. Yeah, sorry. Getting back into 2077, it's still awesome. what do you call a guy with no shins? Tony. Oh, that's actually kind of funny. Do you have a joke like that, Tony?
Mm-mm, I really don't.
How dare you? I expect comedy from you, sir. Comedy gold. Get on that gold.
Get that gold. I wish I had concentrated on comedy more in my life, but sadly, it's all numbers up here, and that's about all I got. Yeah,
fair enough. Yeah. No, I understand. You're actually I'm kind of glad that you don't focus more on comedy, and that's not to be like rude to you at all. Like, I actually am glad you're like a numbers guy, like, because you see things in a way that are logistical.
Logical?
No, not logical, but yes, logical is in there.
A logistician?
I don't even know that word, so yes, let's say that.
It's a person who does logistics for a living.
Basically, but you see the logistics in things. You're very logical with your reasoning, and you work scenarios out in your head, and you're very smart. You're a very, very smart man.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. But there's so many things out there that, for me, I'm a gullible fool all the time because I trust people too much. I listen to people all the time and I think, oh, they're telling me the truth. Same with my friend M, who lied to me about having 2077 early. I still hate you if you're listening to this. But in reality, I wish I was a little bit more like you because I would kind of take things at a grain of salt. I would be more kind of like in it for me rather than just in it for everyone else, I guess. But I try to be clever at times. Not too clever because I'm not that clever. I'm just clever enough to survive in the world. Henrik, on the other hand, he's a funny but also smart mother effer. You're super cool. Either way, would you like to do story time with friends by any chance?
Oh, you know, that would be an interesting one. Yes, I would enjoy that.
All right. I will allow this one time. For the very first time, we will have two stories from the viewers or the audience. And we will do improvs. And how does a minute long for each sound?
I'm good with that.
All right. Oh, hello, Omen. Wait, Omen? What have you been up to? So, if any of you have a story or a scenario that you want us to play out, feel free, because I would love to do one. And I feel like Tony would love to as well. And if you don't do one or two in the time that it takes, then I and Tony will come up with a scenario. But I will say that I am kind of running dry on stories at the moment. I'm so sorry. It's so bad. My brain is killing you. Yeah. So what are you doing over there? Are you playing a game or are you downloading something?
Me right now?
Yeah.
No, I was sorry, I'm just looking at a map. That's all.
No, you're good. Oh, we got a story. A buff man walks up to you in a tea store and aggressively asks you for a tomato... Wait, what? A tomato samurai? You do not work there. What is a tomato... I think you are, but I could take it if you want. Do you want to rock, paper, scissors?
No. I need to look up... Okay. A tomato samurai is literally just... Okay, got it. I'm on it. It's nothing. It's literally just that.
Oh, what the heck is that?
You saw that is crazy tomato?
That is cursed imagery, Henrik. Why? Why? Oh, that was so weird. So Tony, you want to do this?
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Give me like 10 seconds, give me a countdown, and then I'll go. I'm ready whenever you are.
Almost. Sorry, I'm making a timer. Hello, Mitty. We are doing story time with friends. If you have a scenario that you would like us to do, feel free to tell us now. And Tony, 3, 2, 1, go.
So I'm sitting there enjoying my whiskey on the rocks. I'm sitting at the bar. I'm just hanging out. And then up across the bar, I lock eyes with this Arnold Schwarzenegger style man. And he comes right up to me. And he says, "Sir, I really, really would like a tomato samurai." And to this I answer, "It's coming right up." So for you see, in the background, I am actually known as the animator in this world. I can bring anything to life. People have seen me around. I don't let my identity be known very often. But every once in a while, word will get out, and a few people will come up to me and request something out of their childhood, an animated idea that they had had for a long time, and they wanted to see it work right in front of them. And thus, this buff man had had this deep-seated childhood memory of the Tomato Samurai. And he really wanted to experience it at least once in his life. And I, the animator, am enthralled with this idea. I cannot wait to give it a go.
Congratulations. You have made the Tomato Samurai a real thing. Good on you, kid. I'm so proud. I'm just like, I did not expect you to take that turn there. I was like, wow, he's an animator now. Okay. But...
Well, I thought it might be a very interesting world, right? Because if you extrapolate that out a little bit, and just not to concentrate too much on the idea, but instead of leaving it within the self-contained world, I tried to provide loops of ideas for backstories, right? So suddenly this world has magic or science fiction of some kind. Wait, I'm this new omnipotent character, and I'm known as the animator. Wait, I have a secret identity, but it gets out every once in a while. And so like, there's this interesting blend of things that I was very excited to try and lay out for the listeners. I don't know if much of it made it like out there, but I thought it was interesting.
See, all right, when
Dan,
when you
I've got your oh w- go ahead
no you're good when you made the scenario and like you had the loops in the world where like there's magic and all that, that's what actually threw me mostly for a loop. Like, I was shocked that you became the animator, but it was just interesting how you kind of made it your own thing, and I love that about you. Like, you made it your own thing.
It was third-person narrative style, too. So I was talking about the scenario rather than actually being involved in it. Okay. So that was also an interesting like difference.
Okay. Do you want me to do yours, then, Henrik's, right after?
I don't have one for you. I think Henrik has a great one for you. Are you ready?
I think so. A set of quadrupeds decides to fight you with cooked noodles, leaving you defenseless.
All right, think about that for a couple seconds. I will then repeat it one more time, and then we'll start the timer. Sound good, Dan?
Sounds good.
Okay. We'll just give them a couple seconds to think, their audience members, and then we'll get right on to it. So, Dan, your prompt is as following. A set of timeout.
Yeah, quadriplegics, I think.
Either that, or it's a group of quadruplets. That's the
one. So it's quadruplets. Okay. I see. Right, I wasn't sure.
Your prompt is as following.
I'm just now wondering, like,
hold on. I'm gonna I'm going to modify it slightly, Dan, and best of luck to you. Here we go. Your prompt is as following. A set of quadriplegic quadruplets decides to fight you with cooked noodles, leaving you defenseless. Your time starts now.
I am kicked in the face by one child that has no legs. And he is now looking down at me as I'm trying to eat my cooked noodles. I am defenseless. I look up into the world, and all I think is, why are they beating on a man that is twice their size and has muscles for days? I look at them all. I am on the ground thinking, this is not a very good scenario. What am I doing? Why am I eating noodles? And I don't even realize that I, myself, am a martial artist. But if I am to fight them back, everyone is using their phones to look at me and record. Oh no. So if I fight back, what shall I do? What is my purpose in life?
Actually, I kind of want to redo this one. I really want to redo this one. I don't even, like, it's like, I'm like, I was like, okay, they're quadruplets, but they're quadruplets. I can't even say that.
Quadriplegics.
But there's a shorter term for that, isn't there? They're quadruplets. I don't even know. Either way, I was just like, oh God, this is not okay. I was like, I'm defenseless. I cannot fight them.
I've got a couple ideas of what I would have done with that. But that's a tough one.
How about this? How about if you take Henrik's now, and then I take Henrik's other one with the tomato samurai? So we both kind of have like that scenario, and we break it down in our own way.
I've got time if we go quick on this one. You all set?
Okay. Yep.
All right, so I will give me a countdown, and then I'll kick it off.
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh God, the fearsome foursome are here. Dear God, they're cybernetically enhanced quadriplegics. They're a quadruplet crew born of misery and anger, here to take me down. I am the hero of this Kamoramora city, and they are here to try and defeat me. Oh, dear God, they're using their signature weapon, the noodly noodle attack. God, they've whipped up my right arm. They've tied it behind my back. My left arm has been wrapped and entangled and stretched out behind me. My right leg is tied down firm to the ground. I cannot move anything. I am absolutely defenseless. I am at the mercy of the fearsome foursome. Oh God, here they come.
Done.
Perfect. I loved it.
That one's a good one. That was fun.
That was a great one. I loved it. So now it's my turn with the buff samurai, or buff man and the samurai, tomato samurai.
Tomato samurai.
That image is still stuck in my head. Yeah, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go.
I'm just a nerd in this tea store. I'm trying to look for Japanese hentai, but I walked into a tea store on accident. I guess I might have to sit down and look like Uncle Iroh. Oh, look, a big, bulking man comes up to me.
Make me a tomato samurai.
Sir, I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
He rips off my arm and starts to beat me with it.
Oh no, sir, ow, ow, that's my arm, ow.
The buff man then remarks,
stop hitting yourself, what are you doing?
I lay there, motionless, to then one day get revenge as my cybernetics are now enhanced, and he took off my right arm. Everyone knows what my right arm was for. Everyone. And now,
done.
I am Japanese samurai man.
Okay, I'm done. Thanks, Henrik. You're the only one that liked that story. No. Oh. I feel sorry for that man now. He lost all functions.
All right, Dan, that was a ton of fun. Thank you so much for having me on today. Everyone, yeah. Be safe out there. Do your best to kind of deal with the situations as they come. We'll all make it through. Someday this will be over. We just don't quite have a fix on that date yet. Keep going day after day and have a good one. Thanks to everyone for being here.
Yeah. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Always. See you all, and may you be safe, healthy, happy, and don't let anything bad happen to you because you are all amazing. Love you all. Stay safe. Bye.